And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking at something that most people are probably asking, but don't know what questions to ask.
Do you think people in South Africa are asking this?
Well, not in South Africa. I think it's just like very few in South Africa.
Yeah.
What's this? But basically looking at the Epstein files. Yeah, the Epstein files.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Do-do-dum.
Yeah. And looking at an interview with Whitney Webb, and she basically explains why phase one of the Epstein files with that Donald Trump released are so toothless. And tells us what he's hiding. So why is phase one not as extensive as it should be?
Okay, well, just to give a bit of context, she was being interviewed by a lady that's got a YouTube channel named Katie Halper. Mm-hmm. And obviously, through the Donald Trump campaign, I mean, he made lots of promises about the they're going to release the Epstein files. And everyone says, yes, we want the client list, we want the client list, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And then they come out with the client list, and the results were underwhelming, to say the least.
Mm.
And, you know, just a thought there that came out in the interview was, would Jeffrey Epstein really have kept such an extensive list of clients relating to molesting young children?
Mm.
So does that list actually exist? Is there this neat and tidy list? Maybe, maybe not. Mm. So we're not even sure that there's much of a list that exists. You know, and the flight logs of the Lolita Express and things like that, we already have those things. But Whitney Webb goes through a lot of other details that is already out there in the public domain and deserves investigation and is extremely suspicious. And so the question is, why is Donald Trump not set in motion a full-on investigation into this?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be discussing. So what is Donald Trump hiding from the Epstein files? That's our title for today. What is Donald Trump hiding
from the Epstein files?
That's hiding.
Yes. So that is going to be an interesting show. It's going to be an interesting show. So right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM, radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
I've got 8 points that she basically discussed that we're going to go through and share our thoughts on. So the first one is the limited impact of phase one release. The first wave of Epstein-related documents released during Trump's campaign period was heavily promoted, like Pastor Gavin, I mean, you said it earlier, but ultimately revealed little new information. The public expected shocking revelations, but instead received documents that were largely already available. So what does this then mean? His credibility is at stake. So the overhyped nature of the release led to disillusionment. Analysts like Megan Kelly And critics online pointed out that the absence of new names or shocking details suggests that the release may have been politically timed or designed to distract. What are your thoughts on that?
There is a cesspool of information. And obviously the name Jeffrey Epstein is something that has become synonymous with what's happening with the child trafficking, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. And the thing is, Jeffrey Epstein is not the whole saga.
Yeah.
He's just one guy that clearly was involved.
Mm.
And clearly, the empire was not about the sex crimes. The sex crimes are something that was used to force people in powerful positions to act in a way that the bosses of Jeffrey Epstein wanted them to act. And so, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's been made out to be this monster, and the way it comes across when you're looking at a lot of your more right-wing media is that he was sort of operating on his own, controlling politicians through having videos of them and all those sorts of things. But the reality is that he was just caught one cog in a massive wheel.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a lot of secrets he had. So when he got arrested, it wasn't what many of the people behind him wanted. But these people are powerful enough that they were able to let cameras go off in the section of the ward where he was. So cameras that would show the passage outside his prison door, those cameras were magically off. At the time where Jeffrey Epstein magically committed suicide by hanging himself off a bed, that he would have had to hold his haunches up like this and his knees would be just off the ground, if you know what I'm saying. And also, what's incredibly amazing, we should actually pay homage to Jeffrey Epstein because he managed to hang himself with paper sheets. They don't give the oaks cotton sheets because a paper sheet will tear if you try hang yourself with it. So now... And then on top of it, like, his neck and things were broken. So, here's what I believe with all my heart, is that the people that were behind Jeffrey Epstein and that then took him out because of all the information he had once he'd been arrested, those people are powerful enough that they can get you taken out in a prison cell. And he's not been the only one.
Yeah.
And that's why there's actually a saying now, you know, if someone's spilling the beans on things, they say, I might be Epstein. Okay.
Sure.
So in other words, that's like your own sort of suicide. But the thing is, and this is what I wanted to say, in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election in the United States, WikiLeaks with Julian Assange released documents relating to the extent of child trafficking that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not stuff like you'd see on QAnon. It's not all of this fake stuff.
Yeah.
But those documents implicated most of the elite.
Yeah.
Especially in the United States, even in the UK, Europe, in much of the world. And, you know, it even detailed the names that they had. You know, so for example, they had something like hot dogs for boys. And they talk about burgers for girls. They had all of these code names. The Obamas were involved, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Obviously, the Clintons were involved.
Mm.
And many people close to Clinton have died mysteriously. You know, but the question is, to what extent was Trump involved?
Mm.
And we're talking judges, Supreme Court justices. We're talking all sorts of people. People in Hollywood. Now, some of them, like Harvey Weinstein, have been hung out to dry. But if you look at what happened, for example, in the story around someone like Justin Bieber, you know, the airwaves are rife with stories about how he was abused, you know, and all of those sorts of things. And so this stuff that came out is only stuff that's already publicly known. And then, obviously, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, then starts making excuse. Now, there was this one department in the FBI that had all the stuff, that withheld the stuff. And the new stuff's going to come out. And Whitney Webb spoke about the fact, this was in January or February, I can't remember, but it was in the early days of Trump becoming president for the second time. And what have you heard since? Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
The airwaves have been silent.
Yeah.
So where are those things, you know, that were hidden? And then she says, we have to go to see what's in there. And no, Donald Trump promised that all of it would be released.
Yeah.
What do you mean you have to go through and then redact it, which means they put a black line over it?
Yeah. Yeah, no. That is the question that we're asking. The second thing is the unraided Epstein properties. So despite the severity of the crimes that he was charged for, several of Epstein's properties were actually not raided or were never thoroughly raided. So we've got the Zorro Ranch and Little St. James that were never thoroughly raided by law enforcement. Zorro Ranch is the ranch in New Mexico, and is really mentioned in official documents.
If you've looked at guys like Roger Stone,
yeah,
Alex Jones, and many others, that ranch was talked about extensively.
Yeah,
long before Jeffrey Epstein was even arrested.
Yeah. And a lot of people are suggesting that there are undiscovered evidence that is just being left there to rot. We also see with Little St. James and the FBI's role. So the document implies that the FBI may have intentionally delayed or avoided searches to protect individuals tied to these locations. And because of this, it now the lack of transparency erodes confidence in institutions that are supposed to uphold justice. Impartially. Yes. So there's lack of confidence or public trust in terms of what's being said about the Epstein case.
Okay. Do you think there's any trust in these public institutions?
No.
Okay. How many people really trust the FBI now?
No.
Even here in South Africa?
No.
I don't think there's many fans of the FBI in South Africa.
True.
And, you know, looking at people both on the left and the right of American politics, listening to what they say. I don't think that they're going to be in, particularly partial to the FBI. So, to have the confidence in the law enforcement and the authorities being eroded, that the people have to have confidence in them in the first place. How do you erode a confidence that's not there? Saying that. It's like saying that the police do something here in South Africa to erode the people's confidence in the police. Who has any confidence in the police in South Africa?
The ones that are paying them. I'm joking.
No, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
So you can't erode public confidence when the public don't have any confidence
in a particular
organization.
System. Yeah. Okay, and then the third one that she then moves on from the sexual allegations against Epstein, and then looks at the subpoenas of high profile figures such as Elon Musk, Larry Page, Tom Pritzker.
Yes.
Tom Pritzker. And this was not for sexual misconduct.
Now, however, Thomas Pritzker is like one of the main boys at the Hyatt hotels. Like probably the largest hotel group in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And these ones are for alleged financial dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. So what's this? It's not just a focus on, which is what the public keeps pushing. Well, what the media, not the public, the media keeps pushing, saying that all of the people that are tied to Jeffrey Epstein are sex trafficking and all of these things. But then what this Whitney Webb was speaking about in this interview is that the focus is not only on that, but also on the money laundering that is happening and the offshore financial abuse and stuff. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, and I mean, this is absolutely clear.
Yeah.
All right. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't involved in these things and having his Epstein Island and these ranches, you know, in New Mexico and things like that, because he was a pervert.
Mm.
This was part of an elaborate financial empire doing things in the financial world that are extremely illegal.
Yeah.
And also, you know, using material like that, if you can get someone to commit sex acts, you know, and things like that,
yeah.
Then you can basically blackmail them to do what you want, either in the legislative framework by passing laws or doing things that you want them to do, or, you know, by getting them to enact certain transactions which maybe otherwise they would not enact because of their illegality and things like that.
Mm.
And we know that the banking system around the world is a scam.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's full of deception and things like that. And Jeffrey Epstein was in the middle of it.
Mm.
And so if you go and you start investigating some of the things and some of the questions that arise because of him, you're going to uncover a lot of things that is very uncomfortable for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that are in very powerful positions, whether they be people that there's a public face for, like Donald Trump or Barack Obama, or people that are behind the scenes that you know nothing about, but they wield more power even than what Donald Trump has and what power Barack Obama had.
Yeah, yeah. And she also then goes on to speak about some of the financial crimes that are being overlooked. For instance, the Castle Bank connection. So Epstein's connections to Castle Bank, which is a known CIA money laundering front. It reveals a web involving intelligence, crime, and offshore finances. And then Leslie Wexner, who is a founder of L Brands, has been suggested to be the financial pillar of Epstein's empire, and this is what Whitney Webb is speaking about, and his potential knowledge or involvement in the financial scheme remains suspiciously uninvestigated.
You're talking about Wexner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Leslie Wexner.
Okay, but I mean, who else was he connected to? Because you see, that's the other thing. He was connected to some pretty famous people, and you know, when you think about it, Pritzker.
Yeah.
Pritzker's from Chicago. And if you know anything about the political class in Chicago, they're connected to the mob.
Yeah.
So they're connected to organized crime.
Yeah.
And now Pritzker has connections with, you know, well, Penny Pritzker, that's one of the Pritzkers, Pritzkers of Hyatt, you know, have connections with Obama.
Yeah.
And then there's the Crowns, all right, Lester Crown and... you know, now they, I'm just trying to remember now which bank it was.
JP Morgan.
Mm. Okay. So there's connections there.
Yeah.
Now, JP Morgan was at the center of the 2008 crisis.
Mm.
When billions of taxpayer, I think 700 billion of American taxpayers' money was given to the banks to rescue them. And that money didn't go into the economy, but these same bankers who had ridden the bond markets and the American economy into the ground and the housing market into the ground, not only did they not get prosecuted, they got bonuses. That's a fact. Unbelievable crimes were done in the lead up to the 2008 subprime mortgage crash that happened in the US. And yet only one person was arrested.
Mm.
And these people have done huge crimes. Now someone like Jeffrey Epstein is right there, you know, in the middle of all that. In fact, you're speaking about the Crown family's connection to JB Morgan and Leslie Wexner.
Mm.
So now you've got these connections with an organization that was right there in the middle of the 2008 housing crisis, and the shenanigans did not stop. They promised to stop the shenanigans, but they've actually got worse. And now these are things which are public knowledge, which should give rise to more than enough evidence to give to a court of law to say we're justified in opening up an investigation.
Mm.
People don't investigate when they don't want to investigate because they don't want what needs to be investigated to come out because they're implicated.
That is very true. Yeah.
That's what's happening here.
Definitely.
In my view.
And then she went on to speak about the suspicious case settlements and murders. That the Epstein-linked lawsuits have ended abruptly. So they've just disappeared. And there have been violent incidences surrounding
now
these
the question
cases.
Is, it's lawsuits, right?
Yeah.
So the lawsuit, but what about criminal charges? What about indictments?
Mm.
Why are there no indictments?
That is the question.
You know,
yeah.
when you have these crashes, some people commit suicide. People lose everything.
Mm.
So I mean, with a subprime crash, you know, people lose everything.
Yeah.
And they made such a big deal of a guy named Bernie Madoff,
yes.
who was running a Ponzi scheme.
Yes, I remember that.
And there's a full-on movie about him on Netflix and, you know, all yes. these sorts of things. But the reality at the end of the day is that, you know, all these other guys get away with it. So in other words, they picked on Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
He was actually just sort of like a fall guy, I don't know, or something like that. So just looking at what is out there in the public domain, this requires a huge amount of investigation.
True. I mean, we have the killing of the federal judge's son, Esther Salas. Her son was killed by a shooter who posed to be a FedEx delivery man, and that was days after she was assigned to the Deutsche Bank.
As in German.
Yes. Deutsche Bank.
She's saying Deutsche Bank. It's like that would be the more of the bank of the Netherlands. You know, Netherlands, yeah. Holland. Deutsche Bank is the German bank. Deutsch.
Yeah,
sprechen Sie Deutsch. Do you speak Dutch? I mean no. German.
Deutsche Bank.
Even in Afrikaans, Germany's Deutschland.
Oh, interesting. What's this? That is linked to the Epstein case. Huge scandal there, eh? It's a very big scandal.
It's so bad.
And you see through this that the bank paid fines for not reporting suspicious transactions. Epstein, suspicious. My English is not English, yeah. isn't it? But for not reporting suspicious Epstein transactions, but then no one ever took accountability for it.
Well, the question,
no one was ever held or reinforced or nothing
the
was ever done.
The question is, Pam Bondi has been put forward as such a wonderful Attorney General.
Yeah.
Okay, the same as Shamila Batoy has been put forward as such a wonderful lead investigator for the National Prosecuting Authority here in South Africa. So how does Pam Bondi, if she's such a fantastic investigator, not know about this and is not sending people on the train to investigate this? I mean, I remember a previous FBI lead, I can't remember her name now, a black American lady. I suppose they call her African American, although I hate that because I'm African and they're American. If I moved to America, I'd be African American. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, she uncovered this whole thing that brought down Sepp Blatter, who was a previous head of FIFA, you know, controlling soccer. And she slated South Africa in her report, saying that we bribed in order to get the 2010 World Cup. And the figures were pathetic. No investigation though about the 2006 World Cup, where it's no secret that Germany bribed one particular guy from the Oceania, a guy from Australia, to actually get that World Cup in 2006. South Africa was supposed to get that World Cup. Now, they can come up with stuff like this, but now something as serious as Deutsche Bank, Pam Bondi, and the previous attorney generals before that, they can't come up with anything. Trump promised to unmask everything. Nothing's come out of it.
Yeah, so now the question is why, which is the next point that she discusses, is why is Trump so reluctant to expose the whole picture? And one of the theories that they have is that looking at how many elites are actually implicated in this web of craziness with Jeffrey Epstein and stuff like that would mean a real exposure to some of Trump's allies, which could damage their reputation. And it also another view or another narrative or theory is that he's also doing it because of his own past associations with Epstein, including photos and party appearances that may be part of why he treads lightly on the case.
Yeah. You know, the photos you could write off as being circumstantial.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even take all of that out of it. How do you have such hot evidence, and it's not been investigated. And so, you know, that would normally happen when things are going to lead very comfortably, very uncomfortably close to home.
Yes.
And then what that would tend to indicate, who wasn't involved, whether, so if you take now in the US, whether they're Republican or Democrat, who at the top wasn't involved? Because, I mean, based on what we know, Trump could seriously embarrass people like the Clintons, people like Barack Obama. Why would he not take advantage of that from a political perspective? Because this is what politicians yearn for, is to find stuff like this out about their opponents. And yet, at the end of the day, he's not going after them. That means, in all probability, he's in the cesspool with them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he is. I don't know.
We don't know, yeah.
But it's very weird.
It is very weird.
And if I'm Trump, the only time that this is going to happen is if I'm worried about looking guilty myself.
Yeah. And then the last thing is then looking at the client list skepticism, which, Pascal, you brought up earlier with the whole thing of, does it even exist, this client list that they've been speaking about? And there are three points that she looked at. Was it, is it myth or reality? So the client list, in inverted commas, is often thought of as a black book of elite predators. But many experts argue that the more critical info lies in the financial ledgers, the flight logs, and transaction histories. The second thing that she looks at is the wrong focus.
Well, we know because of the flight logs.
Yes.
That the, Bill Clinton went over 20 times.
Yeah.
To what they call the Epstein Island. Now, I stand under correction, but I think Trump might have also been on one of those flight logs going to that island.
Yep.
In fact, the first time I heard about Jeffrey Epstein and his flight log was from a guy that was involved in the 2016 campaign for Ted Cruz. And he was telling me that stories had come out linking Trump to Epstein from the flight logs. This was in 2016. I was sitting at a conference in Australia and this guy was telling me this.
It's crazy.
So the first person that I heard with links to Jeffrey Epstein was Trump.
Yeah.
Now, we know 20-something times Clinton, for sure, went to the Epstein Island.
Yeah.
So, if that's out there in the public domain, what could a crack investigator do to open this thing up?
They could. There's a. Yeah. Moving on to the next point.
Okay, but I mean.
Yes.
The problem is, how big is that can of worms? How many worms are going to come out?
That is the thing. So the next point is the wrong focus. So, one of the reasons why there's skepticism in the things because they're trying to divert attention from to what's the solely names, specific names. They're expecting, they're getting the public to expect specific names to come out, where the attention should be on how Epstein was allowed to operate. So the real power lies in those who enabled his empire through money, logistics, and legal cover. And then the third thing is misleading hope. Clinging to the idea of a big reveal may prevent systematic reform by placing hope in a single list rather than deeper accountability.
Well, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
Even if there is a list, I mean, why are you going to keep a black book somewhere that people can get a hold of?
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything is so neatly packaged for people that they focus on this one thing. And you're focusing on this one thing, for which there is some truth, but you know, at the end of the day, the big picture out there is being missed.
Yeah, yeah. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, it says, "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs."
Now, what I want to say to you, you know, first of all, obviously, any person that's been involved in the cesspool, they need to understand that whatever they were involved in is going to come out. But now, I want you to think about, just for you and me, every word we've ever said in the dark is going to come out. Everything we've ever done in the dark is going to come out. And I really want you to think about that. You know, sometimes with people like Epstein and all of us, we're clamoring for justice. But, you know, if we really had justice, would that really be okay for us? If we really got what we deserved, would we really be okay? Think about how much you got to hide. We can have big mouths about Jeffrey Epstein or whatever. And I mean, look, justice needs to take its course, but with Jeffrey Epstein, it didn't. He was taken out because he would have taken other guys out with him.
Mm.
Or they would have been scared that he would have. But the thing is, at the end of the day, while we clamor for the justice, we forget about the justice we deserve. And the thing is, you know, in a human court of law, you can hide evidence potentially. You can argue things in your favor if you get the right lawyer. But you're not going to get away with it with the Lord, because every secret thing is going to be revealed.
Yeah.
And so I really want to encourage you today. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? If you don't, I'm going to encourage you to turn to Him today. Because if you face the Lord, the only way that you're going to be ready to face the Lord is if Jesus Christ is your Savior.
Yes.
And your life has been washed clean by the blood of Jesus.
Yes. This has been a very, very interesting show. Let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms, or comment in this video and let us know what are your thoughts on this whole situation with Jeffrey Epstein, in terms of why Donald Trump is treading so lightly on the situation. Who else do you think is implicated?
Well, at least he's treading. Let's also be fair to Trump.
Yeah.
At least he treaded and mentioned it. The other guys just keep quiet.
That's true.
I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about most other politicians. They just keep quiet about it.
Yeah. And who else do you think is implicated in these? It would be very interesting to hear what your thoughts are.
The only person I'd say would not be implicated would be Prince Andrew. No, I'm joking.
It has been an amazing show right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on, make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.